Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting with verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to render and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in wherewith he labors? I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in his heart so that no man can find out the works that God has made from beginning to end. May God continue to bless the reading of his word. It's time. It's time. You may be seated. Father God, we are so thankful for your love. We thank you for the rain. Not only does it water the earth, but it changes the seasons, Father. As we see the leaves changing and it's starting to fall from the trees, we know that you're a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. We pray that your word will go forth today, that you may be magnified through it all, that folks will see you and you only, Father. We love you. We thank you for this day. We pray for our pastor that you'll continue to give him a joy unspeakable and full of your glory. Give him a good rest day today, Father. Give him traveling mercies. Give him a joy that's unspeakable and full of your glory. We love you and we praise you. In Christ's name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 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 This morning, I'm going to talk about time. I was thinking about time since my son reunited with me. I thought about time that we can spend together, time that we can do some things. But there's times when you says, I don't want to be a part of that. I thought of some sayings that we heard for many years. Time well spent. You know, when you go on your vacation, you want that time to be a good time. And then folks say, I have no time. Well, I don't know about that. We all have time, don't we? But a lot of folks say, I have no time. And then the questions came to mind, how do you spend your time? Each of us spend our time differently. As I said, I thought about time well spent with my son, spent time with my wife. My wife always asks for the first 10 minutes of my time. And she says that's the most important time of that we spend time together when you first get in. Well, I says 10 minutes of the first time I walk through that door, I need to unsettle and rest, and I need some time too. So give me those 10 minutes, but I'll spend some time with you. But she always wants to first spend 10 minutes. Do we have spare time? Do we have spare time? How are you spending your time? Time is important. Time is important, isn't it? And how do you spend your time with God? Those are some questions that came up in my mind that as I try to wrap myself around this word time. I was going to give you a definition of time, but I think you all know what your definition of time is. And might not meet the categories that I might say, but as I was watching The Honorable, I like that word, what they said on TV, The Honorable Elijah Cummings. He had a poem that they said that he always spoke of by Dr. Benjamin Mays. I only have a minute, 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, I did not choose it. But I know that I must use it, give an account if I abuse it. Suffer if I lose it, but only a tiny minute, but eternity is in it. Man, that spoke to my heart. All because each minute that we spend with God is so valuable to each one of us that we forget the importance of spending time in God's Word. I have learned a lot since I went to do some things that I thought would only take a few minutes, turned out to turn into hours. Have you ever worked on a project that where you said it's only going to take me a few minutes? If I do this and I do this and you got it all laid out, but it takes more time than you thought it would take. So did you lose time or did you gain time? But whatever the case may be that you got the project done, it took time, didn't it? Just recently, I spent time with my son. And I had the greatest time that I can only imagine. That I went to play golf, and you know that I can't play that well, but he rode around with me. And I asked him, I said, son, did you see that? Did you see that? That was a good hit. And he laughed and said, no, I didn't see that. I wasn't paying attention. Well, you missed the greatest shot that I made all day. But it was time well spent with him. And then I thought about the time I spent with Jawan. Y'all got to know Jawan. Jawan is a guy that I like working with. I work with Mike and Jawan works with Mike. And if you know Jawan, you gotta have some time. Because he can get on your last nerve. But Jawan is good. He's a worker now. He'll work. And I like spending time because he's functioned. He's a man that wants to do something, but he wants to do it in his way. He's going to take his time doing it his way. And I know y'all know his uncle Malcolm, and he says, well, my uncle did it this way. Well, he had time to do it that way. Amen? What is your time all about? What is your time about? So I thought about Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If you turn in your Bibles there, I want to pick out several verses here that I hope will speak to your heart. Because you've got to develop some time with God. Out of all the things that you see in chapter 3, how are you spending time with God? Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Well, that verse, I thought of the pastor. Because, you know, he was a farmer years ago. And he planted some things. And he took up some things. I mean, he unrooted some things. And I remember when he says that when you don't see something come up after a certain period of time, it's time to get it up. Amen? Time to pluck it up. It ain't producing. You might have to sow again, but it's time to get it up. I like what the first part says, though. A time to be born and a time to die. Well, we think of life in certain aspects, but life in eternity is time. A time to be born. Born how? Born from your mother's womb or born again? How are you spending your time with God? Have you ever been born again? Have you ever changed your lifestyle? Because that's an important time in your life. A time to be born again. Nicodemus says, how can I be born again? I cannot enter into my mother's womb. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. I thought about that. How many of us has cried over a loved one who has left before? But then at the same, after we cried, we think of the wonderful times that brought us laughter. Brought us laughter. Oh, what fills our hearts. Even after we have cried and boo-hooed and had our time of mourning, we can always think back to the time it brought us laughter. The joy that person gave. You know, I'm amazed at how many people don't laugh. They just won't laugh. They always got something bitter or negative to say. You ever been around that type of person? Always complaining about something. Don't have time to laugh. That's another point. You know, if you're around Juwan, I told Juwan I was going to talk about him today. So when y'all go back, y'all tell Juwan I did talk about him. I asked him to come. But the funny part, Juwan will make you laugh. And he'll get on your last nerve to make you cry, too. Because he'll make you so mad that you want to say, ooh, make you holler sometimes. Amen? Uncle Malcolm, am I telling the truth? Amen. 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 And that's when verse 7 comes in. A time to render and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Oh, how well I've learned that. You know, sometimes my wife will tell me something, and my first impression or words I want to say ain't good. So the Lord has taught me to just keep quiet. Now that's hard. Now that is hard. How long you been married, Joe?
7 years.
7 years. He remembers that now. Have you learned that?
Not yet.
Not yet. A time to just keep quiet. You know, I thought about Samuel. Remember, Samuel was laying, and the Lord says, Samuel, Samuel. And he thought it was someone else calling him. So he woke up and ran and says, you call me? He said, no. He says, three times. And he went back and he says, the next time you hear it, says, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. Have you listened to the Lord lately? Have you been that still that you know that this is God and God all by himself speaking to you? No doubt in your mind. A time to love and a time to hate. Time of war and a time of peace. You know, as I watched Eliza Cummings' funeral and all the people who spoke there, it was a time that that man loved the Lord. He invited presidents to his church. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing what we can do if we just spend time with people and share our hearts with them. We forget what God has done in our lives and what he'll do. What he's done for others, he'll do. He'll do the same for you. So as I watched the funeral, I thought, how much time do we spend with people? How much time do we spend with people just showing them how great God is? And the little things of life. That's not what we do. It's how God uses us to do it. Huh? He'll place people in your lives that'll make you want to cry. He'll place people in your lives that'll make you laugh. But most important things, he'll place people in your life to give you spiritual advice to change your life. But are you listening to what God is saying? Oh, that's just nothing but Juwan. He always talked like that. Oh, that's nothing but. But what about you? What are you saying that it impacts the lives of people? You got to spend time. There's a song that I thought of. I woke up, and you know, if I could sing, boy, that would be dangerous. Because God's always given me a song. He's always given me a song. I might spend some money and waste it and ask David to give me some singing lessons. But he'll just take my money in vain because that won't do no good. Am I right about it, David? But years ago, a group called the Whinings came out with a song. And I woke up this morning with this song on my heart. It says,
we are the people who can do it. We are the, wait a minute. There's a song, Time to Make a Change. Time to Make a Change. Y'all ever hear that? We are the people who can do it. It's time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. Then it says, what is the world coming to? Seems like everyone running from the truth. We must stand up and fight. Walk into the light. We are the people who can do it if we try. We are the people who can do it if we try. It's time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. Are you running from the truth? Are you running from the truth? See, we got a tendency to point fingers at other folks. We always want to point fingers at other folks. But I like what that song says. We are the people. We are Christians who can do it. We can make a change if we try. If we try. Has there been a change in your life? Has there been a time when you have changed? I'm going to read a verse from Revelations chapter 3 that stood out to me as I was saying this would be a good closing verse. Revelations chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Man, as we see our world changing every day, we don't know if we're going to wake up to war or we're going to wake up to some. Something devastating. We look at the fires in California, we look at the floods. Things are changing, friends. But the most important thing is, has there been a change in your life? Has God died for your sins? Was he buried for your sins? Did he raise again for your sins? Yes. But the question is, did you take time to receive him into your own life? And only you can answer that question. Because there has to be a change in your life for you to have that joy unspeakable and full of his glory. It's only him. He says in his word, without me, ye can do nothing. And I try to tell my son every chance I get, without God, you can't do it on your own. You can run these streets as long as you want, but there ain't gonna be a change until you let God work in your life. Oh, I try to give him the time that he could spend with God.
But only he can make that change. It's time to make a change. And we are the people who can do it. Would you make that change in your life today? You can make that change if you want to. But you got to spend time. And in closing, are you spending time with God? Are you spending time? And how much time are you giving God? Because he says, draw near to me. Draw near. You only got a minute. And how you use that minute is up to you. Would you accept Christ today as your Savior? Would you make that choice? Would you spend time? Would you walk with him? See, I even invited my son to come, but you know what? I think the streets, the University of the Streets, I used to tell folks, my son is going to college. He's going to the University of the Streets, and he ain't passed their course yet. He ain't passed their course, and he still run back to him. He done flunked. I don't know how much. But you know what? Y'all with children in college know that it costs tuition to send your children to college, don't you? And you hope that you don't waste your time or your money sending money to your students. Well, I know how you feel because it takes time to get these folks through college or out of the streets. You don't spend some time and money. Am I right about it? Can I get an amen? But I love my son, hoping God will change his life. And only God can do that. But we have to spend. You know, I've learned, and I'm going to close so we can have communion. I've learned that if you spend time in the Word, you'll change. I don't care if it's a verse a day. If you start with a verse a day and don't skip that, you'll see a change in your life. But you got to spend some time with God. Amen? So the questions go back to what quality time are you spending with God? He'll take that minute. He'll take that minute. Just give him a minute of your time first and make it a habit. And then the habit will grow. But you got to start somewhere. You've got to start at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there at the cross where I first saw the light. Amen. 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 Is there one today who's never spent time or never accepted Jesus as their personal Savior? Has there been a time in your life that you says, nah, I ain't ready for him. That's not the God I want to serve. But you come to realize that you only have a short period of time to receive him. Because I guarantee you, tomorrow is not promised to you. How are you going to leave here? How are you going to leave this world? Are you going to be saved and knowing for sure that you'll spend eternity with him? Or will you die and spend eternity in hell? There's no age limit on what time you'll die. I seen a 7-month-old baby pass away. It happens. What about you? Would you spend time giving your life to God today? Have you made that choice? That choice is yours. Let's stand. There might be one today who says, I want to make that decision. I want to come and receive Christ as my personal Savior. Or there may be one here today who says, I want to give my life not only to Christ, but as a servant. I want to be a part of Crossroad Baptist Church. I want to join and be a member of an active, growing church here at Crossroad. All is not about the big guys. It's all about Him. Would you come today? Amen. We're going to prepare our hearts for the offering or communion. The offering?
Offering.